Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
When I took the pastorate in Waltham, Massachusetts, many years ago, I stepped in following a man who had been an interim pastor at that church for a number of months. It happened to be Dr. Bruce Waltke. And some of you who know Dr. Waltke know his faithful scholarship and capability in the scriptures. He and I are good friends. I walked down to the basement. He had not yet moved out when I was there for a visit. And I noticed in the basement long tables around the room. And I said, Bruce, what in the world is all this? There were old texts. There were ancient manuscripts. There was Hebrew. There was Greek. There was Aramaic. There was Latin. There was all kinds of versions, and they were spread out all over this place. And he, you know, for him, the consummate scholar, this is the place to be. And I just want to know, what is all of this about? What are you doing down here? He said, well, I'm helping in the cross-referencing of a new Bible that's coming out, the New American Standard Bible. It was back before it was completed. And he said, they have asked me to do this. And he said, oh, Chuck, it has become absolutely life-changing. He says, I've read every verse in the scripture from 5 to 7 times in the discipline of this process. Would you like to spend an evening with Bruce Waltke when it comes to knowing what Scripture says? I mean, would he have that put together? Of course! Time after time, day, week, month after month, poring over verse after verse, comparing this one with that one. No Scripture is a matter of its own interpretation. Do not take one verse and make it all your life, or as cults love to do it, half verses, lift it out of context, and then declare it as truth. They'll tell you every time, it's Scripture. I don't know of a religious cult that doesn't use the Bible. A better word might be abuse the Bible. Scripture must be compared to Scripture, verse with verse, so that we understand the interpretation of God's truth. Yes, at times it is difficult. I confess it is baffling. And I would wish, like you would, that God would have just said it clearer. You know, just on the 12th of February, this is what you should do. And it go to this reference, and then you read it, and then you do it. Isn't that great? Problem is, we'd all be ignoramuses. We would just be reading rules and following directions. And it would not involve any study. It would not take any discipline. That would call for no time in prayer. The way he has put his word together is in a masterful tapestry of inspired truth that at times comes from the page like a cool shower on a hot afternoon, and it washes over you, and you know that is truth to live by. And you've dug it out, you prayed that truth through, and you have sought the counsel of His Word, and that's it! And it becomes the more sure word for you.
When you turn to God's Word, you're consulting the most reliable of all sources. Other sources, like experiences, education, or your emotions, may help you better understand the truth of Scripture, but they shouldn't replace Scripture. The Bible is the only inerrant source of authority in the Christian life. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Be Sure of Your Source, was copyrighted in 1989, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.